We're here today at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's OSU Day, and we're talking to Christy Bishop. Christy, tell me exactly what it is your title is at OSU.
Good morning. Yes, I'm the coordinator of prospective students for the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources.
All right. And so tell me what is going on exactly today. I heard you in here earlier saying that this is your event.
Yeah, we have OSU Day at OYE today. And so Kasner, as well as several of our departments and our student clubs, we roll out and just really try to promote OSU and what we're all about. That family atmosphere is a really good fit for Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's a natural partnership for us. These students at the Oklahoma Youth Expo that have that strong work ethic, the dedication, the love for agriculture. And so this is an opportunity for us to come together and celebrate that joint love with Kasner and the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
And this has really proven to be a pretty effective recruiting tool for you guys. How effective has that been for you?
It's a great event for us. What's really neat about this event is we get to get some of the younger students in our doors. And so we'll see students, 7 to 12 years old is probably our primary group. But we think that's great if we can reach them at a young age and show them that OSU, we think that what you're doing here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo is cool. We think it's cool that you have these projects, that you dedicate so much time and you have such a commitment to this responsibility, and those are the skills that will make you a good student at OSU. And so it's an opportunity for us to show what our different majors are. We've got some really neat interactive booths in there with our different academic departments, and just get to have some fun with it too.
So it's probably not too uncommon. I know you've been doing this a few years now. It's probably not uncommon to see some of the kids come through here and then years later see them pop up at OSU.
You're exactly right. It's always fun when we see a student come to campus to enroll or for a campus visit, and there's somebody that we've usually seen along the lines, whether it was at Oklahoma Youth Expo or maybe at State Convention that's coming up here in a few weeks, at our CDE events that we host on Stillwater's campus as well. It's cool to watch them kind of grow up through these FFA and 4-H programs and then have them enroll at OSU, and we've had a relationship with them for a few years at that point.
Mm-hmm. And so you've told me earlier that you're really kind of seeing a lot of these more non-traditional majors kind of develop in their, kids taking them and students enrolling in those. Tell me a little bit about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, we've seen, we've got those majors in Kasner that are well known. You know, our animal science program is on the national forefront of programs. But what we're really seeing is some of these majors that maybe people don't think of as being traditional agriculture. So we're seeing a big growth in our environmental science major, also our landscape architecture major. And so it's really neat to see students that come from both traditional agriculture backgrounds as well as more urban backgrounds, and them finding a fit in the College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources, and us really doing a good job of getting the word out there that while production ag is a big part of what we do, there's a lot more that we can offer within Kasner as well.
Mm-hmm. So are kids, after they graduate, are they sticking with these majors and going into areas like that, are you finding?
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We've got great career service support at OSU, and so we're finding those students are going out and they're highly marketable in the job force. We've seen some majors, horticulture, landscape architecture, there were some majors like that that really took a hit after the recession around 2007, 2008, because people didn't have the money to be, putting in those kind of beautification projects that somebody like a landscape architect or a horticulturist would be involved in. And now that we've seen the economy kind of recover a little bit since then, we're seeing more jobs in that sector again. Environmental science, as we're becoming more aware of natural resources, how we handle them, how we treat them, that's also been a really popular job area for our students to go out. And we feel like our OSU Kasner students are better prepared than anybody when they go out into those job fields.
Mm-hmm. And so when I was going through college, some of the groups that I was in, even some that you were kind of over, I remember you were telling me and several others that in the agricultural industry, there's just a ton of opportunity, and it sounds like there's even more than there was when I was going through several years ago, and it just sounds like these jobs just keep popping up and just creating new jobs, it sounds like.
I think you're exactly right. We see that people, they love our Kasner students for the work ethic that they bring to the table, especially our students that have grown up through programs like 4-H and FFA. There's just it's kind of this intangible that comes with those students and the skills that they got, but I think we're seeing those students that are going and putting those skills to a more diverse set, a wider set of careers out there as well, and maybe looking a little bit further down the line aligned than maybe what you and I would have when we were in college about what type of opportunities are out there in agriculture. They're a more well-traveled group. They are a group that has, utilizes technology and social media and all of that so well to their advantage. I think they just kind of have a broader scope of what's available out there.
Mm-hmm. You've been involved with OYE for a long time now, and this year is, I think, another record-breaking year, I understand. What's been your perspective so far? What's been your impression with your time here this year?
Yeah, this is one of our favorite events that we get to come to, and for OSU, this is one of those events where, it's just such a good fit for us, these students are, when we're talking about recruiting, because these are the type of students that some of them didn't have an easy road getting here. You know, we talk about the students from Laverne that made their way here after the devastating fires last week, or the students who have, this is where they're spending their spring break. You know, they're not off with their families at a beach somewhere. It's a little cold in these barns today, and they're here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And so I just continue to be impressed over the years that I've been involved with this program, the quality of students that come through, and they are exactly the type of students we want at OSU.